In the day's other headlines, Hunter Biden asked a federal judge in Los Angeles to dismiss tax evasion charges against him. Prosecutors say the president's son failed to pay $1.4 million in taxes. His lawyers say the case is politically motivated, forced by pressure from Republicans. The trial is tentatively scheduled for June. In Atlanta, three white men who chased and killed a black man, Ahmaud Arbery, urged a federal appeals court today to reject their hate crime convictions. In 2020, Greg McMichael, his son Travis, and a neighbor, William Bryan, went after Arbery in Brunswick, Georgia. Travis McMichael ultimately shot and killed him. The three men have also been convicted of state murder charges. The U.S.-Israeli split over the war in Gaza may be easing. The White House confirmed today that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to reschedule the talks that he canceled this week. The focus was to be the planned Israeli offensive into the city of Rafah, something the U.S. has warned against. In Jerusalem today, Netanyahu met with U.S. lawmakers and defended the cancellation as a necessary signal after the U.S. let a ceasefire resolution pass in the U.N. Security Council.
My decision not to send the delegation to Washington in the wake of that resolution was a message to Hamas. It was a message, first and foremost, to Hamas. Don't bet on this pressure. It's not going to work.
Netanyahu also dismissed fears that attacking Rafah would endanger thousands of refugees. He said, quote, people just move. They move with their tents. Meanwhile, Israel and Hezbollah fighters in southern Lebanon traded heavy new attacks along the border. Israeli airstrikes killed 12 people in Lebanon overnight and today. Hezbollah responded with rockets, killing one person in Kiryat Shmona in northern Israel. Survivors voiced anger and desperation.
We've been abandoned. If I had been here 40 minutes ago in this place, I don't hear even one plane from Israel's air forces. There's a crater in the middle of the street. There's damage here to an entire building, and I'm one of the tenants.
So far, border clashes have killed 20 people in northern Israel and more than 240 in Lebanon, including civilians and fighters. The United Nations reports nearly 20% of all the food in the world goes to waste. These findings tracked progress towards cutting food waste in half by 2030. The report found 783 million people around the world do not have enough to eat. At the same time, it said the average person wastes 174 pounds of food each year. 60% of that total comes from households and the rest from restaurants and retailers. In Thailand, a landmark marriage equality bill breezed through the lower house of parliament today. If the Senate agrees, the country becomes the first in Southeast Asia to legalize same-sex unions. Lawmakers waved rainbow flags as the votes came in. The measure would recognize the rights of all wedded couples, regardless of gender. Back in this country, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Disney reached a settlement over overseeing Walt Disney World's future development. The legal fight broke out after Disney opposed a state ban on teaching about sexual orientation and gender in early grades. In Orlando today, the Republican governor said everyone wants to see the region grow.
This oversight, tourism oversight board in that district is a big part of that. And I think that there's going to be ways where, you know, we can do things that are in the best interest of the state of Florida. And I think Disney can be a part of that.
Under the deal, a new governing board will work out new development plans. And on Wall Street, stocks rebounded after a three-day lull. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 477 points, more than 1%, to close at 39,760. The Nasdaq rose 83 points. The S&P 500 added 45. And former Connecticut Senator and Vice Presidential candidate Joe Lieberman died this afternoon in New York City. The longtime moderate Democrat served in the Senate for more than 20 years. He was Al Gore's running mate in the 2000 presidential election. He was officially listed as an independent during his final term in office. Most recently, Lieberman was leading the search to find a presidential candidate for the third-party group known as No Labels. His family said he died of complications due to a fall. Lieberman was 82 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, how a second Trump presidency could impact the LGBTQ+ community. Judy Woodruff speaks with Tennesseans from across the political spectrum who are trying to curb gun violence. And scientists work to harness the power of artificial intelligence to combat climate change.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.